Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've been talking about physical due diligence. We've covered property condition assessments and phase one environmental reports. Today, we're talking about one of the biggest problems I see in commercial real estate, deferred maintenance. Deferred maintenance refers to repairs or replacements that have been delayed beyond their normal maintenance or life cycle schedule. It's the roof that should have been replaced 5 years ago but is still leaking. It's the HVAC systems that are 25 years old and barely working. It's the parking lot that's full of cracks and potholes. It's the plumbing that's corroded and leaking. It's the electrical system that's outdated and unsafe. And when you buy that property, you inherit all those problems. Deferred maintenance can turn a good deal into a bad one. In larger properties or when multiple systems are involved, costs can reach into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it can kill your returns. So today, I'm going to teach you how to identify deferred maintenance, how to estimate the cost to fix it, and how to use it in your negotiations. Let's dive in. What is deferred maintenance? Deferred maintenance refers to repairs or replacements that have been delayed beyond their normal maintenance or life cycle schedule. Deferred maintenance happens for a few reasons. 1. The owner doesn't have the money. Some owners can't afford to make repairs. They're cash strapped, so they put off maintenance. 2. The owner is preparing to sell. Some owners stop maintaining the property when they decide to sell. They figure, why spend money on repairs when I'm about to sell? 3. The owner is neglectful. Some owners just don't care. They don't maintain the property. They let it deteriorate. Whatever the reason, deferred maintenance is a problem. And when you buy the property, it becomes your problem. Why deferred maintenance matters? Deferred maintenance matters for three reasons. 1. It's expensive to fix. In larger properties or when multiple systems are involved, costs can reach into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you don't identify it during due diligence, you'll be stuck with the bill after you close. 2. It affects the property's performance. Deferred maintenance can lead to higher turnover and make it harder to attract and retain quality tenants. 3. It can be a safety hazard. Some deferred maintenance items are safety hazards. Things like electrical problems, structural issues, or code violations. If you don't fix them, you could be held liable if someone gets hurt. How to identify deferred maintenance? The best way to identify deferred maintenance is to conduct a thorough property inspection. This includes 1. Property Condition Assessment, PCA. As we discussed on Tuesday, a PCA is a comprehensive inspection of the property's physical condition. The PCA will identify deferred maintenance items and estimate the cost to fix them. 2. Walk the property yourself. Don't just rely on the PCA, walk the property yourself. Look at the roof, look at the HVAC systems, look at the parking lot, look at the plumbing and electrical. Take notes, take photos. Make a list of everything that needs to be fixed. 3. Talk to the property manager and maintenance staff. The property manager and maintenance staff know the property better than anyone. Ask them, what repairs have been deferred? What systems are failing? What's the biggest maintenance issue? They'll give you valuable insights that you won't find in the PCA. 4. Review maintenance records. Ask the seller for maintenance records for the past 3 to 5 years. Look at what repairs have been done, what systems have been replaced, how much has the owner spent on maintenance. If the owner hasn't spent much on maintenance, that's a red flag. It means they've been deferring maintenance. 5. Review the capital expenditure schedule. The PCA should include a capital expenditure schedule. This tells you when major systems will need to be replaced and how much they'll cost. If the schedule shows that multiple major systems need to be replaced within the next few years, that's a sign of deferred maintenance. Common deferred maintenance items. Here are the most common deferred maintenance items I see in commercial real estate. 1. Roof. The roof is one of the most expensive items to replace, and it's one of the most commonly deferred. If the roof is leaking, it needs to be repaired or replaced immediately. Water damage can lead to mold, structural damage, and tenant complaints. A new roof for a 30-unit property can cost $100,000 to $200,000 or more. 2. HVAC systems. HVAC systems typically last 15 to 20 years depending on maintenance, usage, and climate. If the systems are older than that, they're at the end of their useful life. Replacing HVAC systems is expensive. For a 30-unit property, it can cost $3,000 to $5,000 per unit, or $90,000 to $150,000 total. 3. Plumbing. Old plumbing can be a nightmare. Corroded pipes leak, sewer lines back up, water heaters fail. Replacing plumbing is expensive and disruptive. You may need to shut off water to units while repairs are being made. 4. Electrical. Outdated electrical systems are a safety hazard. They can cause fires. They can't handle modern electrical loads. Upgrading electrical systems is expensive, and it often requires bringing the property up to current code. 5. Parking lot. A deteriorating parking lot is a sign of deferred maintenance. Cracks, potholes, and faded striping make the property look bad, and they can be a liability if someone trips or damages their car. Resurfacing a parking lot can cost $50,000 to $100,000 or more, depending on the size. 6. Exterior paint and siding. Peeling paint and damaged siding make the property look neglected. Repainting and repairing siding can cost $20,000 to $50,000 or more, depending on the size of the property. 7. Windows and doors. Old, drafty windows and doors reduce energy efficiency and make units less comfortable. Replacing windows and doors is expensive. For a 30-unit property, it can cost $50,000 to $100,000 or more. 8. Landscaping. Overgrown or dead landscaping makes the property look bad. Improving landscaping can cost $10,000 to $30,000 or more, depending on the size of the property. 9. Interior finishes. Worn carpet, damaged flooring, outdated fixtures, and peeling paint in units are signs of deferred maintenance. Renovating units can cost $5,000 to $15,000 per unit, depending on the scope of work. Understanding the difference, deferred maintenance versus value-add CapEx. Before we go further, it's important to understand a key distinction. Not all capital expenditures are deferred maintenance. Some improvements are part of a value-add strategy, while deferred maintenance refers to items that should have already been addressed. For example, deferred maintenance. Replacing a 25-year-old roof that's leaking. Fixing broken HVAC systems. Repairing corroded plumbing. Value-add CapEx. Upgrading unit interiors to command higher rents. Adding amenities like a fitness center or dog park. Improving curb appeal to attract better tenants. Deferred maintenance is about fixing what's broken. Value-add CapEx is about improving what's working to increase value. Both cost money, but they serve different purposes in your business plan. How to estimate the cost of deferred maintenance? Once you've identified deferred maintenance items, you need to estimate the cost to fix them. Here's how. Step 1. Use the PCA cost estimates. The PCA includes cost estimates for repairs and replacements. Use these as a starting point. Step 2. Get quotes from contractors. For major items like roof replacement, HVAC replacement, or parking lot resurfacing, get quotes from contractors. This will give you a more accurate estimate than the PCA. Step 3. Add a contingency. Always add a contingency of 10% to 20% to your cost estimates. Things always cost more than you expect, and you'll likely find additional issues once you start the work. Step 4. Prioritize the repairs. Not all deferred maintenance needs to be fixed immediately. Prioritize the repairs. Immediate. Items that pose a safety hazard or could cause further damage. These need to be fixed right away. Near term. items that need to be fixed within the next 1 to 2 years. Long-term, items that can wait 3 to 5 years or more. Focus on the immediate and near-term items when estimating costs. How deferred maintenance affects your underwriting. Deferred maintenance affects your underwriting in 2 ways. 1. It increases your upfront costs. If you need to spend $200,000 on deferred maintenance in the first year, that's $200,000 you need to have in reserves or factor into your acquisition budget. 2. It reduces your returns. If you have to spend money on deferred maintenance, that's money you can't use for other things, like renovations or debt service. It also means your cash flow will be lower in the first few years. Here's an example. You're buying a 30-unit property for $3 million. The PCA identifies $150,000 in deferred maintenance. You have 2 options. Option 1. Negotiate a lower purchase price. You ask the seller to reduce the purchase price by $150,000. You buy the property for $2.85 million and fix the deferred maintenance yourself. Option 2. Require the seller to fix it. You require the seller to fix the deferred maintenance before closing. You buy the property for $3 million, but the deferred maintenance is already fixed. In many cases, negotiating a price reduction is preferred, but the best option depends on the scope of work, lender requirements, and your execution capacity. How to use deferred maintenance in negotiations? Deferred maintenance is a powerful negotiation tool. If the PCA identifies significant deferred maintenance, you can 1. Negotiate a lower purchase price. Ask the seller to reduce the purchase price by the cost of the deferred maintenance. For example, if the PCA identifies $150,000 in deferred maintenance, ask the seller to reduce the price by $150,000. 2. Require the seller to fix it. If the deferred maintenance is critical, require the seller to fix it before closing. This is the best option if you don't want to deal with the repairs yourself. 3. Walk away. If the deferred maintenance is too extensive or too expensive, walk away. Don't try to make the deal work. There are plenty of other properties out there. Red flags that indicate deferred maintenance. Here are the red flags that indicate a property has deferred maintenance. 1. The property looks neglected. If the property looks run down, it probably is. Peeling paint, overgrown landscaping, and a deteriorating parking lot are all signs of deferred maintenance. 2. The owner hasn't spent much on maintenance. If the owner's maintenance records show minimal spending over the past few years, they've been deferring maintenance. 3. Major systems are at the end of their useful life. If the roof, HVAC systems, or other major systems are 20 plus years old, they're at the end of their useful life and will need to be replaced soon. 4. The PCA identifies significant deferred maintenance. If the PCA identifies significant deferred maintenance relative to the purchase price or unit count, that's a red flag that needs deeper evaluation. 5. Tenants complain about maintenance issues. If tenants are complaining about leaks, broken HVAC systems, or other maintenance issues, the owner isn't taking care of the property. Final thoughts. Deferred maintenance is one of the biggest problems in commercial real estate. It can turn a good deal into a bad one. In larger properties or when multiple systems are involved, costs can reach into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it can kill your returns. That's why you need to identify deferred maintenance during due diligence. Conduct a thorough property inspection. Get a PCA. Walk the property yourself. Talk to the property manager and maintenance staff. Review maintenance records. Estimate the cost to fix the deferred maintenance. Factor it into your underwriting. And use it in your negotiations. Ask the seller to reduce the purchase price or fix the issues before closing. If the deferred maintenance is too extensive, walk away. Tomorrow, we're talking about roof, HVAC, and major systems. We'll cover how to inspect them, how to estimate their remaining useful life, and how to plan for capital expenditures. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.